From Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Roger Fisher, professor of law at Harvard. He is director of a fascinating new undertaking, the Harvard Negotiation Project, which was founded 4 or 5 years ago. And it consists of himself and some students who collaborate on the theory and practice of dealing with differences. And I guess that brings people down to a very real level of human exchange. I think one of the most difficult aspects of developing consensus that I have experienced, and probably a lot of people have, is when I feel that I have a real principle at stake, which I don't wish to compromise for principle's sake, and yet the situation and perhaps my love for the people I'm with would require that there be some middle ground established. How does one go about that?
Okay, I start off right away being upset a little about the way you defined it. Consensus is not what I said. That produces the answer. I say, how do we deal with differences? How do we deal with our differences? And you said in the middle, as though a compromise, as though splitting the difference was the best way to solve a problem. And it may not be. You also assume that there may be a tension between our relationship and the substance. And many people believe that there's a choice between, that soft negotiator, soft and hard. Soft negotiator says, let's be friends. The hard negotiator says, I want to win. A soft negotiator says, anything for agreement. I insist on agreement. The hard negotiator says, I insist on my position. Soft negotiator concedes generously. Hard negotiator concedes stubbornly, very tight. A soft negotiator says, what I will do, I'll make offers. A tough negotiator says, what I won't do. I won't pay more than this. I will never do that. I will hurt you unless it comes down hard. Now, most people who are negotiating feel they have to choose between being soft and being hard, or somewhere in between, a little bit friendly, a little bit hard. And what we're saying and the work we're doing on negotiation, on dealing with differences, is they're both wrong. The people who think there's a choice between working on their relationship or working on the substance. Soft people think it's an either-or choice. Hard people think it's an either-or choice. They're both wrong. You can do it both concurrently. I can work on the relationship and the substance. I can be soft on the people and hard on the problem. I can be dealing with relationship questions, which are those of communication, perception, understanding, emotion, trust, confidence, love, affection, all the people-to-people issues. And then I can be working on the substance of a problem. What's a fair price to pay? Dollars, cents, specifications, and terms. And the trouble comes in when people try either to threaten the relationship as a way of getting some substance. Someone says, our relationship is through unless you agree with me on the price of this house.